It's our Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and this week, Lieutenant Anne-Marie Chesnick. Did I get it right?
You did, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. A good, solid Polish name with lots of C's and Z's there. Do I call you Lieutenant Anne-Marie? What would you like me to refer you?
You can call me Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, how are things going for you?
They're going really well.
So what do you do? You're a FAPE pilot at Vance Air Force Base, so let's start at the current job that you're doing and go from there.
Yeah, so I am one of the FAPE instructor pilots over an OCHO flight in the third, and currently I'm the USM, which means that I'm in charge of like all of the academic training of all of our students and everything, and then I also fly with them anywhere from like 3 to 4 times a week.
So you got to make sure they're studying. Is what
I
you're
do,
saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So what does that what's that part of your responsibility entail?
So with the new 2.5 students that we have coming in, we've kind of changed up the USM program a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of more of like a graduate program almost. So they'll come in and we'll have like a discussion on like TOLD or like departure procedures, climb out, stuff like that. And it'll just be like a classroom setting, open discussion for maybe like 2 to 3 hours, depending on what the topic is.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that a couple times a week with all the students.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. And as far as flying, you do the T1. Tell me about the T1.
The T1 is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. Our sorties are a little bit longer than what the T6s will fly, and then obviously the 38s as well, because we have more gas on the plane. But anywhere from like a 1.6 to I flew a 3.2 yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hours long.
Hours long, yep.
T1, by the way, is the little Learjet looking jet.
Yep, yep, exactly.
So as opposed to the T6 has the prop and makes all the noise up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get into the Air Force? What's your story? I know that right now you're from Dayton, Ohio, but there's a long story. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my inspiration to join the Air Force was kind of from my dad. So he was a pilot in the Air Force as well. And I'm from Dayton. That's kind of where I claim home to be. But I was a military brat, so from all over the country. We were talking before. I was born in Spokane, Washington. He flew 135s out there. And then he transferred to C-130s. So he moved down to Abilene, Texas, over to Little Rock for a little bit. He did a staff tour at Scott and then over to Andrews, and he retired out of there.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, how old is your father?
My dad is 55.
Okay, 55. Mm-hmm. So he's seen some action, might be the right way of saying it, over the years. So how did you, because a lot of times, up until your dad and my generation, there was a long period of peace when it came to the Air Force, like a long, like several generations just came to Vance, trained, and then did peacetime operations. But since you've been born and grown up, we've been at, I don't want to say war, but we've been in conflict the whole time. How does that weigh for you as a training to be a pilot and your responsibilities as you look at the future as an Air Force pilot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have been in peacetime for a while, but I mean, following this assignment, I probably won't deploy or anything out of here, but my next assignment's definitely a possibility. Mm-hmm. And I just look forward to the opportunity to getting the chance to go over there and serve and actually, you know, make an impact and help people over there.
I guess you're flying, no matter whether we're in conflict or not, you're still piloting a plane and there's a tremendous responsibility.
Right.
What's the jet? What's the one you want? What you got your eye on now?
C-17s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick. When you're not flying planes, and you're doing that a lot right now, you are a busy, a FAPE is a busy, busy position.
It is, yeah.
You'll come out of Vance Air Force Base experienced as a pilot, and how long will it be before you become a captain?
So I just pinned on first lieutenant, so about another 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
Captain.
Not bad, not bad.
Yep.
When you're playing a military thing, that's one thing, but when you're not, you take off the flight suit. What do you like to do when you're just hanging out having fun?
I like to go down to Oklahoma City a lot and just try new restaurants down there and maybe like make a day trip of it, go shopping, stuff like that.
Yep.
If I'm just hanging out in Enid for the weekend, love to go sit by the pool. I love reading. I've been doing a lot of that recently. Playing piano.
Okay.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's from Enid, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what we do. I went to Oklahoma City last night for something. So, yeah. Very cool. Well, Anne-Marie, appreciate you dropping in on us, and keep them up there above our heads, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.